Hello everyone, and welcome back. Today I want to talk about a very interesting Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin regarding the mitzvah to stand up in front of your Rebbe or in front of a different Talmud Chacham when he walks into the room. And the Gemara says that there's a limit to how many times you're supposed to stand up when your Rebbe walks into the room, because we don't want you to demonstrate more respect to your Rebbe than you do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, since you only are mekabel o malchus shamayim twice a day, you only say Shema twice a day, in the morning, during shacharis, and in the evening, and that is your demonstration of honor and respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't want the honor and respect that you demonstrate for your Rebbe to be even more compelling than the respect that you show for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, you're only obligated to stand up for your Rebbe twice a day, but no more than that. In other words, when your Rebbe walks into the room in the morning, you stand up for him, and in the evening you stand up for him. You don't have to stand up for him more than twice a day. And the terminology that the Gemara uses is inei rashai lamoid, more than that, which indicates that the Gemara is saying that you're not supposed to stand up more than twice a day because it's disrespectful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you stand up for your Rebbe more than twice a day, it's showing a greater amount of respect to your Rebbe than you do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the simple understanding of the Gemara. And the question is, what are the parameters of this idea? Do we paskin like this? Is this something that has ramifications halacha l'maaseh? So there is, in fact, a disagreement in the Rishonim as to whether this Gemara is supposed to be implemented halacha l'maaseh. The Rambam holds that it is, in fact, supposed to be implemented l'maaseh. We paskin like this Gemara. However, the Rif and the Rosh both do not bring this Gemara down halacha l'maaseh, indicating that they assume that this is not something that we paskin like. And since the rule in Shulchan Aruch is that the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Kairoi, takes the three primary opinions in the Rishonim and rules like the majority of them, and the three primary opinions according to the Mechaber are the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, and he paskins in general like the majority of the three opinions. So if that would be the rule, so in this case, ostensibly the Mechaber would not paskin like this Gemara, because the Rif and the Rosh both do not assume that this Gemara is halacha l'maisa. Even though the Rambam does, the majority of the Amudei Hayra hold that this Gemara is not halacha l'maisa. At any rate, this is the Gemara, and we will just discuss a couple of interesting insights that the Rishonim present when bringing down this Gemara. Number one, Tosfos and Chulin and the Tosfos Yerushalmi have an interesting point. They bring down the Gemara a little bit earlier, which indicates that certain Amiroim in the Gemara stood up for the Rebbe even more than twice a day. The Gemara seems to indicate that Amiroim did stand up for the Rebbe more than twice a day, and the Gemara and Tosfos asks that this seems to be in conflict with our Gemara that seems to say that you're not supposed to stand up for your Rebbe more than twice a day because it's disrespectful to HaKadosh Baruch. And Tosfos, because of this question, understands that even though the simple understanding of the Gemara is that you're not supposed to stand up more than twice a day for your Rebbe, that's not really what the Gemara means. Rather, the Gemara means that you're not mechuyev, you're not obligated to stand up more than twice a day. But you are, in fact, allowed to stand up more than twice a day for your Rebbe. You're allowed to stand up more than twice a day for your Rebbe, according to Tosfos and Chulin and Tosfos Yerushalmi. Says Tosfos, why is this permitted? You're demonstrating more respect for your Rebbe than you are for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's disrespectful. So it should, in fact, be forbidden. Says Tosfos, an interesting idea. And this is explained by the Birkei Yosef and some other Mefarshim when bringing down Tosfos. They explain the opinion of Tosfos as follows. That which you only stand up, or that which you are only mekabel olma chushamai for HaKadosh Baruch Hu twice a day, the reason why you do it twice a day is not because you're not allowed to do it more than twice a day. Technically, you would be able to do it more than twice a day. So why do we only have kabbalas olma chushamayim twice a day? That's because we don't feel that we're on the adequate level to do so sincerely more than twice a day. We're not going to have the adequate amount of kavana when being mekabel olma chushamayim more than that. Therefore, we limit it to twice a day. But it's not because you're not allowed to. We would love to. We just don't feel capable of honoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this way, we won't do it properly. However, when it comes to standing up for your Rebbe, we could do that, because it's not like you're demonstrating more respect for your Rebbe than you are for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's because we so revere Hashem, that's why we only do it twice a day. And therefore, it's not considered degrading to stand up for your Rebbe more than twice a day, because even for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, essentially, there is a mitzvah to be mekabel omach shemaim even more than twice a day. It's just that on a practical level, we can't implement this since it's too difficult for us to do it properly. So that's number one. That according to Tosfos, you are in fact allowed to stand up for your Rebbe more than twice a day. And even though the simple reading of the Gemara is that it's forbidden, according to Tosfos and the Tosfos Shonim, it's permitted. That's number one. Number two, there is a very interesting machlekes in the Gemara, whether there's a mitzvah to stand up for your Rebbe even while you are learning. If you are in the middle of learning, are you obligated to stand up for your Rebbe when he walks into the room? It's a machlekes in the Gemara. Reb Shimon Abba holds you're not supposed to interrupt your learning to stand up for your Rebbe, because it's disrespectful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the middle of learning. And Abaye disagrees, and Abaye holds you are obligated to stand up for your Rebbe. So it's a machlekes, and there is a machlekes rishonim. There's a disagreement in the rishonim whether the opinion of Abaye that you are in fact supposed to stand up for your Rebbe, even when you're learning, does that opinion hold? You're supposed to stand up for your Rebbe even while learning, apply only to someone who's your Rebbe muvuk, someone who you learned most of the Torah that you have from. Rebbe Muvuk, only then do we say that you're supposed to stand up for him even while you're learning, or this obligation applies even to Stam Rebbe, even to Stam a Rebbe, but not necessarily only to a person who you render to be your Rebbe Muvuk. So this is a machlekes between the Meiri and the Marit. Again, a machlekes in the Rishonim. And the Paiskim say that even if you hold like the Rishonim, that you're not obligated to stand up while you're learning for Stam Rebbe, and only for Rabbi Muvuk, only for the Rebbe that you learned most of your Torah from, there's an obligation to stand up even while you're learning. But for Stam Rebbe, there is no obligation to stand up while you're learning. Even so, if your Rebbe walks into your room and it's not Rabbi Muvuk, you still should show some amount of respect and do some type of hiddur. You know, bend your head, show some type of recognition, acknowledge in some manner the fact that your Rebbe just walked in. So even though you're not mechuyav to interrupt your learning and stand up to mole kaima, the full erect position that you normally do, nevertheless, you should show some amount of respect and recognition when your Rebbe walks into the room by shaking your head, by bending a little bit to demonstrate respect in spite of the fact that you're in the middle of learning, even if it's not Rabbi Muvuk. That is the opinion of the Marit and many other Paiskim. Have yourself a wonderful day.